Good morning, America. Good afternoon, Great Britain. And any Australians listening, we are sorry for your insomnia. You're listening to the Friday show broadcasting to you on the Psychic Choice Radio Network with your host, which would be me, and ably and assisted by the wonderful button pusher and producer and chief executive officer of the Psychic Choice Radio Network, Ken Morris, who's probably going to do a bit later. The number to call in on is 646-668-8735, and we're here for the next 2 hours or so. And while we're getting things organised, how about a bit of this?
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear. I ain't no size two, but I can shake it like I'm supposed to do. Cause I got that boom boom that all the boys chase, all the right junk and all the right places. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass.
Megan Trainor. I like that one. I heard my first Christmas joke today about the snowman who called his dog Frost, because everybody knows Frost bites. But on a separate note, I had an email from Caroline with the receipt for the money we raised for St. Jude's Research Hospital. $123. So thank you to everybody who contributed. And thank you to Caroline for all her help and support and getting it going, because it was all her idea. But I know $123 is not going to life change St Jude's Hospital. But it just makes you think what three people can do when they get together and just give a few hours of their time to make a bit of a difference. Especially when you think there's 8 billion or so wandering around the planet now. Just thinking we all got together and did a bit. Apart from the politicians, because they just get in the way. You know? But just a thought. Little bit of housekeeping. There will be shows next Friday and Saturday. There won't be one on Sunday, which would be Christmas Day, obviously. There may have been a show on Christmas Day or Christmas American Christmas morning, but I'm sort of, I won't be here, because I will be with my granddaughter and family having Christmas lunch. And before you think, oh, lucky, nice, I'm cooking it. That's the only reason I'm not invited in the end. But there you go. However, something for you all to look forward to. There will be a show New Year's Day. Usual time, which makes it 6 o'clock American time. And who knows, you might even still be all holding your parties. But I shall wander in. Say for the Sunday sofa. Yeah. So if you're still drunk, feel free, ring in. Don't worry about it. We don't stand on ceremony. We didn't have a call queue, but now we have, which is good. I think I know who this one is, but there you go.
Good day. Not good morning.
Hi, Helena.
Hi, Alan. I'm walking to the bus.
Oh, thank you. I've never been on an American bus before.
the bus before the subway. Oh, you're very welcome. That's nice. Talking about everybody working together. That's good.
One day it'll happen.
Oh, I hope so. And maybe get rid of the politicians or have politicians that have heart.
I couldn't possibly comment.
Well, no, I got to tell you, I just, real quickly, because I don't want to take up your call queue time, but in Standing Rock, there's a Native woman who is in politics, and I wanted to interview her, but the reason she didn't want to do an interview was because when she speaks about Standing Rock and speaks about Mother Earth, tears come to her eyes because she lives in her heart. And, you know, it just wouldn't be great for the regular politicians and her career for people to see her like that. The woman was so sincere and just so beautifully honest and beautiful, you know, inside out. So there are some, I have hope, but most of them seem to be Native or Indigenous people that are decent politicians, you know. Like, who's the president of Bolivia? I see his face, but like him, you know, he's a Native man.
I just hope you can get all the issues over there sorted out, because without pulling the country apart.
It might have to happen. Sorry about that. Because Trump's that radical about Mother Earth. He's looking to make what?
The point is that you can't run a society without access to information, but that information needs to be based on facts.
Mm-hmm.
So that everybody knows where everybody's coming from.
What and that people like when, well, I'm sorry.
Doesn't seem to be happening right now.
Yeah. It's some kind of a scary or maybe challenging place, and you know. But it might be a time of great potential and things really cracking open for the good and making a huge change.
Yeah.
So I guess. Anything you have, but also wondering about the big issue, wondering about it, the roommate thing is still freaks me out, because this person, I've spent a bit of time with her and she's nice, but
The first read. Will you shut up a minute? The first reading I ever gave you was all about you getting a roommate, getting sort of financially stabilized, and then big changes happening from that point. Now, I am quite hopeful, based on my, I'm usually a year late, but also people tend to take what I say as applicable to the present time, and sometimes they should wait for the right roommate to come along. You know? And I'm hopeful that this is the right one. So once they are in place, big changes happen to you. Now, a lot of people have heard us talking a lot, and they know you're going through some big changes. You know? We're just waiting for those changes to crystallize into something solid. So regarding everything, just go with your heart. You know? I think your roommate needs you more than you need him. Right
that
now.
That could be. Oh, it's a she, but that could be. Oh, she's in a bad situation that she's willing to, you know, get that rid of everything in her apartment and move in. But then that makes me kind of responsible because if anything good should happen, I get
Helena,
the opportunity.
Helena,
what?
You are not responsible for other people's actions.
All right.
Where did you get this idea from? You're responsible for her.
Well, if this woman breaks up her apartment and then I decide to move out in 2 months, that's why she didn't move in last time. But I think it was something else because she was supposed to come in last time, and then all of a sudden she was walking in and all of a sudden, oh no, and I was like, all right, fine, and I got the other roommate. Well, the other roommate was okay because she wasn't there at all. It was great.
Look, if upstairs is trying to help you get back on your feet and helping somebody else get back on their feet, then once you're back on your feet and you move on, then the other person will be looked after just as much. You know? Stop anticipating.
Well, that was the reason.
Why worry about something that's never happened yet and may not?
Well, other question is then, do you see me here much longer? Because it's just rough, and you know, cold night and walking and all, not pleasant.
No, I know, and I don't think that is for much longer. You know, I can't get you a stretch limo, but I can get you off public transport.
Yeah, I mean, public would be okay if it's in the city, but, like, hours each way is, like, not cutting it.
Yeah. This is why I think it's becoming looser around the radio station with you as well.
What do you mean by looser?
Well, you don't have to be, you may not have to be there as much as you think you do because you're doing other things.
Well, right now, it's like I'm spending morning, noon, and night there because I'm working on the video with the intern. I'm practically living there. Matter of fact, tonight I will be. I'll be sleeping on the floor there. I might stay Sunday night, Saturday night, too. I don't know.
But that, I mean, you're in transition. You're just waiting for things to crystallize, literally.
Gosh.
With everything.
With everything, such a long wait, though, I tell you.
Well, no, look, I am totally, utterly, absolutely, 100% confident in everything that I've ever said to you, but I said it last January. Well done for getting through the year. You know, congratulations and everything.
Thank you.
You only felt suicidal, you never actually did it. So that's a bonus.
Yeah.
I wanted to say seriously, but I am being serious. This has happened to me too many times before, as in more or less every reading I ever do. It's either instant or it's wait. And if it's a wait, it's usually a year. Deal with it. You know?
Well, in some of the respects, it's been a lifetime, and in some respects, it's been several years. You know, especially with the issue. That's been going on now for a lot of years, and it's crazy. But do you get I'll get along with her? And she, I mean, I'm finicky. I'm clear. I'm not perfect, but she's not gonna get on my nerves.
No. No, because I'm pretty certain you and her can talk things through.
That's the problem. I didn't think so because I've been in discussions, like even telling her, oh, this street should be a one-way. No, it shouldn't be. And it's like, but this really adamant, you know, and not listening. And it's like, I can't live with somebody like that. I want to be able to talk through with someone and explain. And it seems like when this one, like that's, if I have to put her on my lease, it's a little scary because that means I'm stuck with her.
Have you ever thought?
What?
I know you haven't. But have you ever thought that somebody like that might be good practice for somebody else who's like that?
The other one I can cajole and play with if I have the opportunity. I mean, that one I know how to get around.
No, this is about getting your point across. This is about not cajoling and giving in. This is about you maintaining your integrity and your own little patch.
Ay.
Think about it.
All right. Well, with the other one, I think it isn't as problematic. Maybe it would be. I don't know, but I don't think it is because they listen. You know, I might have to do tricks, and but not keep my integrity. But I can make my point with the other one.
We are looking a couple of months down the line with that one because I'm getting around springtime. Easter time, that sort of thing. So,
yeah.
There's plenty of time for you to panic. There's plenty of time for you to worry it's never going to happen. There's plenty of time for a lot of things, you know? But we just got to wait.
Oof. But so you're honest, you sincerely, what are you getting about my relationship with her, you know, as far as getting along day to day living?
I don't see a problem.
All right. All right.
Well, I mean, you can make one up if you want, but you both, neither of you are that sort. You won't come up with something just to make a bit of a drama.
No, yes, I do agree. She's not like that. Yeah. She's not like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sure it's going to be fine.
Well, she asked me this last Sunday. Is she still wanting to do this?
Yes.
Because she may have changed her mind by now or found something or something. All right, because when I told her, if she has,
then you probably, somebody else will probably drop through your ceiling. You know?
You think? Okay.
You need a roommate. End of story.
Oh, God, I still don't want one. All right.
Toff, you need one.
Oh, Lord.
I don't want to breathe some mornings, but I have to.
That's different. All right. I mean, and essentially, I'm not even there that much, but I don't know. My life's been changing. It could end up that I'll be there a lot. And I got one other question. Talk to me. No,
I don't think you. I don't think you will be there all the time, as much as you think.
Yeah.
Go on.
But
you
don't get the time for moving yet, do you?
Not for a while.
Oh, God, help me. My last question was, I sent in a video audition on Monday and haven't heard anything, and you think I will? You think there'll be any feedback or it'll just be like, you know, they saw it and nothing happened?
Is there a very strange, vague connection between that audition and the dragon?
Not that I know of, but, you know, there could be with the writer. The writer is, I don't know that he's written. I don't know.
I'm feeling positive around it.
Okay.
But in a weird sort of, a very weird way, but it's and convoluted, but it looks positive.
Okay.
It might not look positive immediately, but it will be positive in the end.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because, well, you know, I'm quirky and I don't, like, fit into normal actress parts. So, yeah. But people need quirky actors and quirky people. So, yeah.
It might not be a dragon. It might be Barney the dinosaur, but I don't know. There's a possibility of a weird, strange, convoluted connection with Barney the dinosaur.
All right. I mean, it could be a producer, a director, or somebody
has
connections.
I haven't got a clue. Yeah.
All right.
By the time you find out and realize, oh, that's what Alan meant, it'll be already sorted anyway, I think.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Oh, big thanks.
You're welcome.
And lots of love and blessings to you.
Yeah. All right, then, Marina. Right. Bye then.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And the next one.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, Alan. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Sharon, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Happy holidays.
And you? You haven't started yet.
I know. It has for me. No, I'm just kidding. My question to you is, I have three jobs pending. Do you see me getting an offer soon? I know it's not going to be over Christmas, you know.
Why not?
Well, yeah, I have another interview next week, right before Christmas Eve.
What? So your interview is Friday before Christmas Eve, Saturday?
It's actually this Monday, coming up this Monday.
That's the one you really want, isn't it?
Actually, it's the one I interviewed with last week, with three men. I haven't interviewed this week, so I don't know if that's the one I want yet, until I go in.
Well, you seem to be... You seem to be struck by these three men, Sharon, is all I can say.
Well, yeah, we clicked. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because they ticked all your boxes.
Yeah, we just clicked, and they're all old. One of them is old enough to be my dad. I mean, they're just all different ages and personalities. The hiring manager emailed me, what was it, yesterday or the day before? I think it was Tuesday, and said that I was the top bar, that meaning that they're very interested. The only thing I'm worried about, Alan, is it's a big company. They have to take someone. If someone applied for it that already worked there in their office, they have to go with both people first. That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, but just I always float off on a tangent, Sharon. There's a lady around you.
Okay.
It feels like a grandmother who teased you to death around on your birthday about boys, and
okay.
I mean, you were probably 8 or 9, you know, and she was teasing you about having to get you a boyfriend and everything like that, and then she passed away soon after.
She did.
She was she was just a little old lady, she said. Yeah, right.
Yeah, she was very tiny.
Yeah, little old lady. Butter wouldn't melt in my mouth, but get a couple of Jack Daniels inside me and watch me dance.
That's
that sort of personality.
Are you there? Hello? Hello? Are you there?
Hello, can you hear me? Hello, hi Ken.
Hello? Hello?
Hello. Hi, Ken. Hi, Alan. Hello. 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 I can't hear you, Alan. Hi, Alan, can you hear me now? No. Can you hear me, Alan or Ken? No.